听力课堂，听 class.com。
Jerry here. Right now, I'm going to talk about the word crew, C-R-E-W. The crew is every person who works on a movie.Who isn't an actor or the director. Everybody else, the people who film the movie, use the camera, the cameraman, people who record the sound, and everybody else, people, costumes and makeup, people who do the costumes and makeup. That's all called the crew. So now you know what a crew is. Stay with us. Coming up next is Meigua Liu, American Slang.
Chicken, you ready?
This ain't the farm and these ain't no crop dusters. I'm not playing chicken with you.
Now, don't be a baby.
I'll tell you what.
I'm doing it right.
Well, I'm coming right at you. You can turn or you can hit me. It's up to you.
$1 bucks of my ass, Ray. Which way are you going?
I guess I'll go right. No, I'll left. I'll go left.
Okay, we're going left, right?
Right.
Right like we're going right or right like we're going left?
Well, now you got me all mixed up. I don't know. Make up your mind.
Yeah, right. We're going right.
Righty tighty. Those are some smooth asses.
今天我要教给你的第一个俚语是Why are you always busting my ass, Rafe?
Why are you always busting my ass, Rafe?
Busting my ass? Yes. The phrase has two meanings. The first one is just to make somebody's life difficult, or just to give somebody trouble. 让谁的日子不好过，让谁难堪。Okay? The second meaning is just to work hard, 拼命的，努力的工作。It's two meanings.下面两个含义我各给你一个例子好吗？好，第一个语句我们先来看。Okay, say, I wish the directors would stop, you know, busting my ass because I already have lots of problems. 我真的希望导演别再为难我，我的麻烦事已经够多了。嗯哼，叫 stop busting my ass, 别再为难我了。为难我怎么讲？叫 busting my ass, right? Stop, 反面。好，再来看第二个意思是努力工作的意思，对吗？好，听这个例句。Well, every day at work, I bust my ass so my family can live well. 在单位每天我非常卖力的干，因为我想要家里面的日子好过起来，好过一点。努力的干着 ，bust my ass. Okay, every day I bust my ass at work, so my family can live well. Okay, 记住了吗 ？Busting my ass， 两个意思，让谁不好过。第二个，努力的干。
Those are some smooth asses.
来，我们来学第二个俚语。好，这个句子是这样的，叫 Those are some smooth asses.
Those are some smooth asses.
Aces 的意思是出色的飞行员，忘记它，因为太专业了。我要教给你是前面这个词 smooth， 这是个美国俚语，有三个意思，你需要掌握。The first one is to be cool, to be skilled at， 对什么东西很擅长，很有一套。看例句，你可以说 ，Well， he's very smooth with women because he has dates every weekend。Okay， 他对异性可真有一套， 每个周末他都不会闲着啊，对什么很有一套，叫 he's very smooth with， 对什么有一套 with women， you know， 好，他的第二个意思是 just to describe the people， the kind of person who just can make a difficult task look easy， OK， 他形容一种人是那种可以把很复杂的事情变得很简单的，一种人是很复杂的问题他一出手就有，那种人叫 smooth， OK， 所以你可以说谁很厉害，那就是 somebody， yes， somebody is a smooth。 再来看第三个意思，再来第三个意思是 be good at influencing people， 指一种人非常有感染力，非常有渲染力，可以说服别人很轻易的，这种人我们可以叫 smooth。 OK， 举个例子给你， I can say he has a very smooth manner， polite， interesting， and a good talker。他的中文意思是他非常有说服力，他非常有感染力，而且还有趣儿，也非常懂礼貌，真的是不一样。 Okay， so you can say just he has a very smooth manner， manner 是句式， has a very good manner。 Okay， 三个意思帮你重复一遍，第一个意思是对什么很有一套，我们那个例句叫 he's very smooth with， 第二个意思是形容一种人，你可以说Somebody is smooth。 第三个意思也是形容一个人的能力，表示你很有说服力，我们可以说 Somebody has a smooth manner。 记住了吗？
Sneak us about 400 miles off the Japanese coast and we'll launch from the carrier there.
Has that ever even been done before? Taking army bombers off the Navy carriers?
No.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, sir, is it even possible to land a B-25 on an aircraft carrier deck?
That won't matter. As soon as we're airborne, the carrier will head straight back for Hawaii.
But if the carriers head home, where do we land?
I have a phrase I want you to memorize.Warshore Yiga Megoren. It means I am an American. In Chinese.
好，我们先来看这个句子。The Navy sneaks about 400 miles off the coast.
The Navy's going to sneak us about 400 miles off the Japanese coast and we'll launch from the carrier there.
电影里面这个句子我要跟你讲的是这个词叫 sneak. Okay? Sneak here means just to move silently without being seen.他的意思是你走路的时候非常的小心，以便于不被别人察觉，所以我们可以翻译成潜入，对吗？好，你来看这个句子。如果我想让你翻译说如果我回家晚的时候，我会静悄悄的进房间，所以任何人都不会察觉。好，我们会这么来说，用 sneak， OK， let's do it together， OK。 If I come home late I sneak into my house SoI don't wake anyone up. One more time. If I come home late, I sneak into my house. So, I don't wake anyone up.
The Navy's going to sneak us about 400 miles off the Japanese coast and we'll launch from the carrier there.
Has that ever even been done before? Taking army bombers off the Navy carriers?
No.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, sir, is it even possible to land a B-25 on an aircraft carrier deck?
That won't matter.As soon as we're airborne, the carrier will head straight back for Hawaii.
But if the carrier's head home, where do we land?
I have a phrase I want you to memorize. Warshor Yiga Megoren. It means I am an American. In Chinese.
I'll tell you like I can choose. As soon as we're airborne, the carrier will head straight back for Hawaii.
As soon as we're airborne, the carrier will head straight back for Hawaii.
我要教给你们的词是head这个单词。这个单词除了当名词脑袋之外，可以当动词 means go somewhere 去什么地方，记住了。这个动词的时候，你用将来时和现在进行时都可以。好，原文里面的句子用了将来时，对吗？现在进行的句子，给你举个例子，你可以说我很累了，想回家了。我们可以这么来表达：回家了。 Yes, I'm so tired. I'm heading home. I'm heading home. 好，再来看第二个句子，你可以问，过一会儿你去上课吗？你去吗？你去什么地方吗？ Head. 好，于是这个句子你可以说 Are you heading to class later? Are you heading to class later? 你发觉了第二个句子和第一个句子有一点不一样，是第二个句子里面加了一个 to 啊 ，have to somewhere， 而第一个句子里面没有 to， 原因就在于 home 这个词，它是个特例。记住了，英文里面有三个词，一个是 home， here， 还有 there。 当前面放动词的时候，行为动词的时候，要把 to 给省略掉。所以这个词组原本的结构应该是 had to 后面加地点，记住了吗？如果是回家，因为是 home， 所以 had home。上课怎么说 ？Had to class。Yes。
As soon as we're airborne, the carrier will head straight back for Hawaii.
But if the carrier's head home, where do we land?
I have a phrase I want you to memorize. Warshor Yiga Megoren. It means I am an American. In Chinese.
在影片的片段中有这么一个场景，是美国的这位军官要为他的战士们送行了。他说了一句话叫 I have a phrase I want you to memorize. 我是一个美国人。
I have a phrase I want you to memorize. Warshor Yiga Megoren. It means I am an American.
我要讲的这个词是 memorize. That's a verb. Means to remember something. 记住什么，背下什么叫 memorize. Okay, memorize. 举个例子给你，一起来翻译这个句子。今天我得背下40个单词。今天我要记住，我要背下40个单词。怎么说呢？ I have to memorize 40 vocabulary words today. 不错。 One more time, okay? I have to memorize 40 vocabulary words today. Hi, and welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Jerry. And today we're going to be talking about a song called Hallelujah. And they use it in the movie Shrek.
All I ever learned from love is how to shoot at someone who outdrew you.
Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love is how to shoot someone who outdrew you, somebody who outdrew you. And so he didn't learn anything wonderful and love about love when he fell in love. Maybe he didn't learn anything very exciting and good and wonderful. The only thing he learned is how to shoot someone who outdrew you, meaning, you know, in the Old West, they used to pull out their guns and shoot. Whoever shot first wins, you know, you kill the other person. But here he doesn't really mean how to kill someone. He means that maybe in love, whoever gets to hurt the other person first wins. And so it's a very sad song, but it's a very beautiful song. So it is very complicated, the lyrics. They're not very simple, but you can hear from just the music what the song is about.
All I ever learned from love is how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not some